You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, this Hour of Prayer. Amen. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. Somebody needs to say, I am blessed. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, what it feels like. The truth is, I am blessed. Amen. This is a time where we are coming to the Lord God Almighty. You're not coming to hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. We're coming to present ourselves unto the Lord. Scripture says in Romans 12 and 1 that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. This is the posture and the position and the steps that we take to be conformed to Christ. Amen, that our minds are renewed and we are transformed, hallelujah, more like Christ. Amen, come on somebody, hallelujah, that we're stepping into the fullness and the realness and the wellness of who God created us to be and into his plan and his purpose and the promises that he has for you and I. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Lord God, here we are for you. I am just quickly reminded how scripture tells us and informs us of a very real truth that when two or more of us are gathered in his name, the scripture says, there I am in the midst. So God is with us right now. Emmanuel, God is with us right now. God is with you right now. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we want to take this moment. We want to take this time, this hour, to worship you. We want to take this moment, this hour, this minute, this second, to exalt you. We want to take this moment, this time, this second, hallelujah, this hour, to acknowledge you, to declare that you are our Lord, to declare that you are our help, to declare that you are our source, that you, Lord God, are our way, that you, Lord God, you, hallelujah, reshandaya, you, O God, are our healer, you, O God, are our provider, you, O God, are our light. You, O God, are the way maker. You, O God, are the miracle worker. You, O God, are the author and the finisher of our faith. You, O God, are our restorer. You, O God, are our reconciler. You, O God, are our shalom. You are our peace. You, O God, are our defender. You, O God, are our avenger. You, O God, are our Reba Sandaraboshia. You, God, are the one who moves the mountains. You, O God, you, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We need you. You're the one that we're pressing to. You, O God, are our everlasting Father, you, O God, are a friend to us. Thank you for being a friend. We need you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill our lives with your presence. Fill our homes, hallelujah. Fill the vehicles that we drive, Lord God. Fill the bus that we have to take. Fill the streets if we for those of us who are walking, Lord God. Thank you for just your presence. Let me say thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence right now. You are Alpha and Omega. Let's set our our attention on him right now. Let's take our minds off of our stuff. Amen. Let's take our mind off of the other people. Let's take our mind off of our situation for a second. Let's take our mind off all the good that's happening. And let's take our mind off of the worry. Let's take our mind off of the bad that may be happening. Let's put our mind on Christ right now. We need your mind. We need the mind of Christ. Lord, bless our minds with a sound mind. I speak peace to our minds right now. Peace to our hearts. Peace to our souls. God, we thank you that you are the restorer of our souls. Only you, O God, can deal with the past things, the right now things, the future things. And I thank you, O God, for your hand. Hallelujah, in the past things, in the right now things, in the future things. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. Speak peace. May peace overtake our bodies where there is pain. May your healing grace consume us, Lord God. We thank you for peace in our minds. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. We thank you right now. We just say thank you. We just say thank you. We just say thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your presence right now. Can we say thank you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're moving on our behalf. Thank you for hearing us in this place. Thank you, oh God, for how you're renewing us and renewing our minds. I don't know what it is about our minds on this day. Deal with our thoughts, Heavenly Father. Bring our thought life into a more abundant thought life, into a more peaceful thought life, into a more healthy thought life, into a more rich thought life. Bring our thought life, O God, into a well thought life. Bring our thought life, O God, into a thought life that is beneficial to us, O God, not damaging to us, O God. Bring our thought life into a sweet thought life, O God. Shun that up, oh, yes, Lord, into a sweet thought life that we are able to enter into sweet sleep in sweet pockets during the day. Thank you, oh God, for bringing our thought life, breathing your breath of life on our thought life. What thoughts, Heavenly Father, do we have on replay? What narratives, oh God, that are on repeat, that don't align with the truth, that don't align with your will, that don't align with the promises and the plans that you have for us? Heavenly Father, I thank you for revealing them, and I thank you for even some of us surgically removing them, and I thank you, oh God, for adding unto us thoughts. Scripture tells us that, for you know the thoughts, you know the plans that you have for us. Give us those thoughts, Lord God. Yes, Jesus! Give us those thoughts, that we will have the a perspective that is aligned with you concerning the matter, concerning the situation, concerning the relationship, concerning that which we don't see and are hoping for, concerning that which we are desiring. May we hear from heaven. May we hear from heaven and choose to believe what we are hearing from heaven. And I ask that you will just even silence, and we put on mute all the voices and all the noise on this earth, oh God, that we will hear the voice of heaven. And we thank you, oh God, for heaven on earth in our minds. Thank you, oh God. Listen, I know that this is the Holy Spirit, because God is dealing with me on showing up in a posture of, I want to be well prepared and have a word and go to that. And God says, I want you to show up empty so that I can speak what I want to speak and what in that moment. And he's doing it right now. This was not anything that I had planned. But I thank you, oh God, for dealing with touching, resting your hand on our minds. Scripture says that to be anxious for nothing, but in all things. Oh, Shandarabos. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 I think it's in Philippians. Okay, I told you I didn't have this prepared. Amen. But God did. And we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. So I'm looking, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, Philippians chapter 4. I think I'm going to pull it up a couple different versions just so we see. But from the King James, amen, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. Oh, God, thank you so much. Listen, the Holy Spirit is so real. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit is with you. And the Holy Spirit is on this thing. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hold on. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. That's what we're doing right now. That's what some of us have been doing. That's what some of us have decided to start doing. That's what some of us have determined I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to keep doing it. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God. Somebody say, peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Can I pull it up a different version? In the peace of God. So there's something that's happening. Yes! There's something that's happening when we're praying. There's an exchange that's happening when we are praying, when we are casting our cares. We're giving our earthly stuff and our earthly matters unto God. And God is giving us, amen, his peace, comfort, love, the answers. But even while we're waiting for the answer, while we're waiting for the manifestation of the thing that we're praying for, while we're waiting, there's still, God is still giving unto us and adding unto us and doing things that maybe on the surface we're not recognizing. And we're not necessarily actively detecting or discerning. But he is answering. And also in the meantime, he is answering, giving us just enough to keep going. It's by his grace that we can keep praying. It's not, and I don't believe that it's in my own might, in my own power, in my own strength, in my own ability that I can keep going to the throne of grace, that I can keep showing up to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer, that I keep falling to my knees. It's by the grace of God. It's his love that keeps drawing me, that just gives me more. A little bit more, and 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 a little bit more. Thank you, oh God. Hold on, I gotta find it. Let's see. What version are we gonna read now? Okay, let's read the New Living Translation. Hallelujah, someone. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. The little things, yep. The big things, yep. The important things, yep. The unimportant things, yep. The complicated things, yep. The things that we think I got this and I can handle it myself, yep. Yep. About everything. The relationships and the people in our life, yep. The money situations, yep. The doctor situations, yep. The mundane situations, yep. Somebody say, yep. We're praying about everything. Don't worry about anything. We are in we right now. We are in God's will. God, it's like we are releasing a sweet aroma unto the nostrils of our Heavenly Father, unto God, unto Adonai, unto our Lord, that he loves us in this place. He loves us being in this place of prayer. Amen. He loves this posture. He's inviting us into more. Don't worry. I hear the Lord saying, I feel like the Lord is saying, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Ooh, can we do one more? Can we do one more? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We follow in the Holy Spirit. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. This is the Amplified. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. We thank you for that peace, Lord. We thank you for your peace. That word that just stuck out to me is continue, 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 continue. And as I was driving here today and it was raining, amen, and it's like the rain got worse. And there was a moment in the thick of it, because it's raining out here in Los Angeles, amen, in the valley. But in the thick of it, I had a thought. I had an inkling. Should I cancel the show and go home? Is it getting worse? Is it unsafe to drive? Why? Because I started looking at the situation. I started evaluating the situation. But then I heard the Spirit say, keep going, right? And we got to press through. And then he reminded of me of even the hour of prayer. We got to keep praying. Keep praying is what I heard. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. And we don't stop praying until we see it done. We hold on to what God shows us in that time of our prayer with him. We hold on to what we're hearing. We evaluate that. We reevaluate that. We remember that. We reflect on what he is saying. It's easy. It's so easy for us to take our eyes off and our ears off, amen, of what he is saying and what he is showing us, and consider the things on the earth. But God said, hold on to me. Don't give up. Don't give up. For that thing that we're praying for, amen, he's answering it and either doing that or better. And in the meantime, he'll give us strength. He'll give us his peace. He'll give us his grace. He'll give us a joy. Amen. He'll give us he'll comfort us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. And today we're saying we're not stopping. We're not giving up. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying through the pain. And we're going to keep praying through the problem. We're going to keep praying through the wilderness. And we're going to keep praying through the lack. And we're going to keep praying through the empty. And we're going to keep praying through the little. And we're going to keep praying through the famine. And we're going to keep praying, hallelujah, through the strife. And we're going to keep praying even through the prosperity. And we're going to keep praying through the blessings that you bestow upon us. Because the praying is not just when we have problems, but praying is a relationship with God. And it's intimacy with you, hallelujah. And it's that connecting place. So no matter if it's feast or famine, I'm going to keep praying. And I'm going to keep seeking you. And I'm going to keep seeking your will. And I'm going to keep seeking, hallelujah. We're going to keep seeking your face. And we're going to keep setting ourselves at your feet. And we're going to keep worshiping. And we're going to keep learning your scripture. And we want to keep positioning ourselves to hear your teachings. And we're going to keep praying. And I thank you, oh God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Father God, that you're meeting us in this place. I thank you for how you're providing for our financial needs in this place, and how you're pouring into our finances in this place, and how you're changing our financial condition in this place. For you are Jehovah Jireh, and we're going to keep praying, oh God, and we're going to keep asking, oh God, and we're going to keep seeking, oh God, and we're going to keep knocking, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, that as we're knocking on the door of employment, as we're knocking on the door of opportunity, as we're knocking on the door of a financial breakthrough, as we're knocking on the door, oh God, for gain, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for your peace. And now we thank you, oh God, for the answer. And we thank you, we stand thanking you, oh God, hallelujah, for moving on our behalf. And we thank you, oh God, for doing that which we can't even ask think or imagine. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, oh God, for your favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that a favor with God, and God to give us favor with man that is worth more than $1 million, billion. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep seeking. We're going to keep asking. Amen. As we're believing you to touch our bodies. Hallelujah. And bless our health, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer. And so, God, we thank you from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. We declare is a blessed, is whole, is healed, is well, is getting stronger, is getting better. We thank you, oh God, right now for how you're removing the pain. We thank you, oh God, for how you're blessing the doctors for some of us who are having to attend ourselves to the doctor's care. God, we thank you for your healing grace, not just for us, but for our mothers, not just for our mothers, but for our fathers, not just for our fathers, but for our siblings, not just for our siblings, hallelujah, but for our friends, Lord God, anyone that's connected to us. We're going to keep praying, and we say thank you, oh God. We're going to thank you right now. We thank you. We're not going to be anxious about it, oh God. And even if the anxiety rises up, I thank you, oh God. We're going to cast it to you and receive your peace. I cast it to you and receive your peace. And even we have to keep casting, keep casting, keep casting. God, we're going to keep casting it as we pray. Hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you are with us in the workplace, in the marketplace. We thank you, oh God, that you are with us as we're seeking in our purpose, oh God, in desiring in those areas of our purpose and passion, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you are the way maker and that you are going before us and making the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. And you, oh God, are opening doors and opening the windows of heaven and pouring out more than we have room enough to receive. And you, oh God, are providing. So we say thank you, oh God, for positioning us, and thank you for ordering our footsteps, and thank you, oh God, for favor, hallelujah, as we move in to those areas. Thank you for enlarging our territory, oh God. We say thank you for your hand on our lives. We thank you, oh God, for the exodus, those things that we need deliverance from, oh God, and those things that we're standing asking you to deliver us, oh God, and help us. We're going to keep praying, oh God, and we're going to keep saying deliver us, and we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And in those areas of strife and struggle and stress, oh God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for rebuking those storms. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the things and the people that we've been praying to ask that for you to remove, oh God, that we enter into destiny things and your will, God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. I think sometimes we underestimate just the power of thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for sitting in that place of our relationships, oh God. And as we're believing, Lord God, in the area of relationships, Lord God, we thank you for how you're blessing. And we thank you for how you're moving. And we thank you for how you're answering. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're speaking to us and revealing to us. We thank you, oh God. And we're going to keep in this place. I'm reminded. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 18. Of the prophet Elijah. Elijah had prophesied that there would be no rain, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And then he showed up. The Lord told him to show up to the King Ahab, declaring that it will be rain. And in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, I'll start. No, actually, I'm going to start at verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Someone say, my season is changing. The tides are turning in my favor. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. As I keep praying, amen. I'm going from the tail to the head. As I keep praying, I'm going from lack to abundance. As I keep praying, I'm going from worry to peace. As I keep praying, as I keep praying, I'm going from empty to full. As I keep praying, I'm going from overwhelmed to a place of rest, of respite. As I keep praying, I'm going from famine to feast. Amen. I hope we're saying this together. As we keep praying, I'm going from sickly to healthy. As I keep praying, we're going from stress to serenity. As we keep praying, listen. Yes, yes. Listen, I just heard the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we keep praying, we going from disobedient to obedient in the Lord. As we keep praying, listen, the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Okay, I hear the Lord. As we keep praying, God says we're going from keyless to keys. Who's believing for and been praying for a vehicle? Who's been praying for that home? As we keep praying, who's been praying for the new job? As we keep praying, we going from not having to having. But how about this? Even spiritually, as we keep praying, I hear the Lord. We're going from fearing things and fearing people to fearing the Lord. And fearing the Lord, amen, that's a place of reverence. That's a place where we're honoring him to the point where I'm submitting to you and I'm surrendering to you and I'm choosing to do your will. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As I keep praying, I'm going from the foolish to walking in the Lord's wisdom. Amen. As I keep praying, as we keep praying, we're going from being dull to the things of the Spirit to being sharp and discerning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The things of the Spirit. As we keep praying, as we keep praying, hallelujah, I'm bringing my flesh under subjection and I'm building my spirit man. Hallelujah. As we keep praying, I'm going from questioning whether or not I hear the voice of the Lord to knowing I hear the voice of the Lord. As we keep praying, as we keep praying, as we keep praying, we're going from struggle and toil to treasures forevermore. As we in tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, as we keep praying, as we keep praying, I'm going from depressed and down to the joy of the Lord being my strength. As we keep praying, As we keep praying, I hear you, Holy Spirit. As we keep praying, we're going from being unforgiving and resentful and bitter to being forgiving and sweet and loving and unrecognizable. Amen. Hallelujah. As we keep praying, we're seeing our countenance lifted. As we keep praying, we're seeing the countenance of the Lord shining on us. As we keep praying, I'm going from not knowing what my purpose is to it being revealed to me. As we keep praying, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. As we keep praying, our faith is getting stronger. As we keep praying, our hope is coming alive and being ignited and taken to another level. As we keep praying, so I know I said I wanted to read, excuse me, 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He got into a posture of prayer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This is our posture. And I hear the Lord, no matter if it's good or not good, my posture is I'm praying. Matter of fact, that's my identity. My identity is praying. What I do best is pray. How I solve the issue, how we solve the issue is by prayer. Ah! Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes. Okay. Okay, somebody say okay. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. I'm not looking at nothing. Come on, somebody. Remember, he's still in the famine. There's still famine all around him. Although the Lord spoke that there's a sound, the rain is coming. Let's get how the Lord will speak a thing when we don't even see it. Then we got to hold on to it. Hold on to the word. We got to hold on, okay? In verse 43, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again. 7 times. So what did Elijah do? He kept praying. I'm going to keep praying. So I might as well read that again 7 times. I'm about to read it 7 times. And said, so what happened? And he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And the servant went and looked and said, there is nothing. And so Elijah said, go again. And what did Elijah do? Elijah, I don't even know if he even took his head from between his knees. Maybe he just spoke, go to the sea. With his head still between his knees. Still praying. Go now. Because he expected, he knew. He trusted. He believed what the Lord said. So it wasn't even an option of if. It was is. It's not if. It is. It is. It is happening. It is. Not if it's happening. It is happening. We let us come expecting. And now I'm even speaking to myself. Let me put the mirror to myself. It is. What God said is coming to pass. And if some of us, if we don't know what God said, let's put our head between our knees. Let's get in our posture of prayer. Let's pray. Ah! So he said, go again. And then he put his head back between his knees. Can I do it, y'all? And he went back into the prayer. And I'm staying in this position. Go again. Because I'm not coming out of this posture. I'm not coming out of this position. I'm not going to stop entering my prayer closet and praying until I see it. And then even after I see it, I'm still in the posture. And he said, go again. That's three times. And the servant came back. Nope, nothing. And he said, go again. He didn't consider what the servant is saying. Let's not consider what man is saying. Let's not consider what the situation is saying. Let's not consider what we are even saying. Let's not consider what our feelings are saying. I'm only considering what the Lord is saying. Ah! Ah! I'm only considering. We're only considering, you're only considering. Abraham, the father of many nations, amen. In Genesis, in Romans, I believe it says that he did not consider the deadness of his body. He didn't consider the deadness of Sarah, his wife's womb. They both were over the age. They were old. It was now an impossible. This is not happening. He did not consider the weakness of, the deadness of, the nothing of. We're only considering what you're saying, God. So I thank you. Thank you, oh God, for giving your grace not to give up, to keep praying. And even when we hear what your answer is, what your report is, what your verdict is, we're holding on to that and we're saying thank you. And so, God, today we say thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to walk and talk by faith, how to live by faith. Thank you, oh God, for strengthening us in the things of prayer, in the things of living life with you and through you and by you. Thank you, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding overtaking us right now. Give us your peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. We need your peace, oh God. Listen, we can be rich, but rich without God's peace, ooh, is a dangerous place. And there can be a situation of being broke and broke with God's peace. Ooh, it's a rich place. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can be rich without God's peace and it feel like we broke. And we can be broke with God's peace and feel like we're rich. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the truth. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers. We thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you, oh God. I thank you for providing financially and opening up opportunities and even taking us to another life and another place in our financial life. We thank you, oh God, for healing. We thank you, O God, for strength. We thank you, O God, for rest in those places of being overwhelmed or worried. We thank you, O God, for ironing out those wrinkles. We thank you, O God, for connecting and divinely intervening, O God. We thank you for divinely disturbing the chaos and setting in order. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O God, for giving us hope. We thank you for a fresh wind. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting us where we are mourning and grieving or even sad and depressed. We thank you or anxious. We thank you for your peace, O God. Bless our minds. Bless our minds. Bless our thought life. And we bless you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you back here next Thursday. Amen. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep setting ourselves at the Lord's feet and experience his miracles, signs, and wonders. With God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.